Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Email her on refilwem@702.co.za.
So this week is Breastfeeding Awareness Week, and as I said, I'd like you to share your breastfeeding journey with us. If there are any difficulties, any impediments on the road to, you know, bonding with your child, obviously feeding your baby, and of course making sure that they get the best out of breastfeeding, let us know how you overcame that, or most importantly, how you dealt with us with that. Helping us understand Breastfeeding Week, and most importantly, this year's theme is Dr. Chantal Witten, registered dietitian and spokesperson for the Association of the Association for Dietetics. Welcome to the program. Thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning, Rafili, and good morning to the listeners.
Such a pleasure to have you here, Dr. Witten. The theme for this year is protecting breastfeeding is a shared responsibility. Tell us what the thinking behind that is.
Well, first, let me just introduce you to World Breastfeeding Week, which is a global event. It was established in 1992 by the World Health Assembly, which means all the countries that belong to the United Nations. They agreed that they would put measures in place to support, protect, and promote breastfeeding. And why this came about was because breastfeeding was being eroded. Mm-hmm. Mothers were being having undue pressure from the infant formula industry to actually move over to formula feeding. And we know that breastfeeding is protective.
Yeah.
It protects babies. It saves babies' lives. It saves babies from disease. And now in modern times, we also understand that breastfeeding helps cognitive development.
Mm-hmm.
So globally, we are celebrating this week so that we can share with moms the beauty and the benefits of breastfeeding and try to preserve it as a child survival strategy.
Yeah. Our breastfeeding rates in South Africa, where do they currently sit? I know, of course, much of the focus of World Breastfeeding Week is encouraging that exclusive breastfeeding, especially in the first 6 months of life. But where do we sit as a country?
Well, firstly, we want to celebrate because we have made significant progress. We have national surveys, and our last survey was in 2016, and we were sitting at 32%. Now, that's fairly low for compared to other countries. But if you look where we were in 2003, we had a five-fold increase.
Okay.
So we were at 7% back then, and we celebrate that our moms are taking up breastfeeding, and our exclusive breastfeeding is really important. That means giving breast milk only. No other foods but just milk.
Some of the reasons that women might, you know, offer up as to why they don't breastfeed at all or even exclusively, what do those tend to look like or tend to be in our context?
We must recognize and we must acknowledge that South Africa comes from a time and a period where we used to give free formula to moms who were HIV positive.
Yeah.
And that was for a full 10 years. So we started our PMTCT, which was the program for the prevention of mother-to-child transmission. And that started in 2001. And the minister spoke in 2011. So that was 10 years of where PMTCT was actually providing free formula. And then in 2011, the minister said South Africa will completely support breastfeeding and we are going to give our moms lifelong ARV treatment.
Okay.
So we still come out of that period of where women understood that formula was a good product for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And so since 2011 to 2016, slowly that message was getting to moms that they can exclusively breastfeed, irrespective of their HIV status, that it is good for the baby, that it's good for the mom. And so for us in South Africa, the mixed messaging is still prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
So moms still, if they are just a little bit concerned about their own health status, they know that it can transmit to their baby. So that's one of the significant barriers. The second one is our moms are dependent on economic viability, which means they need jobs.
Yeah.
With our moms being unemployed, they are forced to leave their babies while they go and look for work. And I'm talking about a large number of moms are domestic workers as well, informal sector workers, moms who don't have guaranteed employment and therefore don't have the benefits of paid maternity leave. Even moms that are working contractually in, you know, retail, they don't always have the benefits to stay home, to be able to care for their baby and get paid. So paid, unpaid maternity leave in South Africa is a huge barrier.
Yeah.
And as advocates, we would really like to work towards our women getting paid maternity leave so that they can stay home for the 6 months and exclusively breastfeed. And then the final one is always the support in the household level and at the social level.
Sure.
I think over the last 5 years, we've seen many articles where moms have been asked to leave shops, to leave restaurants because they were breastfeeding. So South Africa doesn't have a very strong social support for breastfeeding. And at the household level, there are still many cultural practices that are perpetuated by older women to feed the baby earlier, to give the baby water, to give the baby honey water. So these practices all undermine breastfeeding, and they undermine the mother's capacity. So once you cast doubt on a mom, her confidence is also lost.
Sure.
And so moms are really battling at every level. So they're battling in the home level, they're battling in the social level, they're battling in the workplace level. And so for those women that are breastfeeding, we really want to salute them and say thank you, because you are doing it against great odds.
Dr. Chantal, thank you so much for bringing us a very, very important conversation. And, you know, what you've alluded to in the workplace as well is exactly that. Workplace support, not only giving women paid maternity leave and guaranteeing them that paid maternity leave, but spaces, for instance, to, if you can, to express, you know, breaks and time to express that breast milk, to be able to store that breast milk and to express privately and comfortably. I'm pretty sure anyone listening right now could quite quickly put up their hand and say, my workplace doesn't have that available to me. I might have to sit in a toilet, for instance, to be able to do that. So we do have a long way to go. Thank you so much for bringing us a very important conversation.
Thank you, Lucille.
All right, that's Dr. Chantal Witten, a registered dietitian, spokesperson for the Association for Dietetics.